This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Derek, Manchester United actually lost on their last couple of trips to Goodison. But even though they were beaten at Stamford Bridge last weekend, they were by no means disgraced. They dominated possession in that match, Derek, but didn't really create many clear-cut chances.
Not many do against Chelsea. Not when Mourinho parked the bus. He parked the bus at home against Man United, didn't he? That was, and he got, you know, a bit of Hazard brilliance, got the goal. I wouldn't hold that against United. I thought, I mentioned that, though it grieves me to say, they've turned the corner big time under the Van Flat face. They're the best team in the league at the moment, Man United. And the 6-5 to win at Everton, who were far from that. I cleaned up last week, and I can't see me not cleaning up again this week. I think United are a fantastic bet.
Okay, Manchester United 6-5. You're slightly concerned that Wayne Rooney might be forced to play midfield again, because Radamel Falcao, Derek, he's 7-4 to score any time in this match. He should be that price to hit the target, really.
I remember watching that guy in it. Was it the Super Cup against Chelsea a couple of seasons ago? Oh, maybe three seasons ago. And I thought, Jesus, what a player.
Yeah.
And he's unrecognisable now, isn't he? It's obviously injury must have taken it. Maybe a lack of confidence has got something to do with it as well. But at the moment, United aren't relying on individuals, are they? It's what they're winning with team efforts. I mean, every player at the moment is playing above himself. A couple of months ago, it was quite the opposite. Not one single player had improved under Van Gaal. I don't know how he's done it. I haven't got a clue, but he's done it, and they're going to win at Everton.
Derek, confident with Manchester United at 6-5.
I reckon if we carry this podcast on for, say, 5 years, Derek will be a Man United fan.
It will be, yeah, he could be.
Every week he's leading more and more.
That won't happen.
He just shows you that his
hatred... It's not a big stretch. The red's already there. You know, it's only a little change of badge.
There are injury concerns for Manchester United because they miss Michael Carrick, Phil Jones, Daley Blind and Marcus Rojo against Chelsea, which forced Wayne Rooney to drop into midfield, and they didn't have that potency in attack because of that. It's going to be interesting to see whether any of those players regain fitness and Wayne Rooney can re-establish himself as the lone striker in this match, which would be beneficial to Manchester United.
I think it would be. I think they're going to struggle to break Everton down. I've been looking at this game and I can't see past the draw myself. Man United have scored 19 goals away from home in 16 games, which is nowhere near prolific, is it? 1-5. Admittedly, two of those wins were at Arsenal and at Liverpool, which were obviously good results. From memory, I think Arsenal deserved a bit more out of it than losing 2-1. But anyhow, they've drawn 7 of their away games as well. Everton's really interesting because you look at their form and their recent form, and they're playing great, aren't they? You know, there's unbeaten for a while. Haven't played anyone of too much consequence. Beat Southampton. And I was thinking, I thought they would be right up there in terms of goals conceded in that table. They've conceded 18 goals, which I thought, God, that's a lot. They conceded 11 of those 18 in the first three games. So they conceded 7 goals in the next 13 matches after those three. And then they lost 6-3 to Chelsea, 2-2 against Arsenal, and they lost 3-2 to Palace. So they've been really good at home ever since then. And, they've only lost one in that run as well. So I don't see them losing this. I think it'll be a draw. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a 0-0. I was really hoping that the under 2.5, it would be a pick'em, but it's 7-10 for the under 2.5. So I'm leaning towards under 1.5 at 9-4 and taking the outright out of it. But I wouldn't mind having a sneaky little bet on the 0-0, 17-2. I'm going to have it. I'm going to do it. 0-0, 17-2.
Good stuff. Everton versus Manchester United. Everton 23-10. The draw 23-10. Man United 6-5. Derek Strong on Manchester United at 6-5. And Lee going for the 0-0 draw at 17-2.
If Derek's lands, the only thing I want to happen if Man United win is Fellaini to score the winner. Just for Derek.
Marouane Fellaini.
Mug bet, extraordinaire. That, wasn't
7-1 to score first and last. 2-1 to get a goal at any time.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.